The Rob, Arnie, and Dawn Show. Exercising our right to hate your guts. Call Rob, Arnie, and Dawn at 888-989-9811 or listen online at robarnieanddawn.com.
Spent some time yesterday on government overreach where you have the inspection police of lunchboxes, Nazis, North Carolina. They actually go in, oh, no, this turkey sandwich is no good. Take it away here. You must eat this and we're going to charge your parents. So we actually have a few different government overreaches going on right now, proposing, affecting more of your food, more of your driving. We're going to talk about all of that this morning. There were two forms of in-show homework today that we started the show with.
Ooh, that's right.
Later on today, we're going to go over your worst vice. It's interesting to look at the survey and see what Americans admit to doing, but they don't all agree which one of their vices are the worst.
My charity work.
No, we're not. No, you don't work too hard. You're not too prompt.
No, I don't. I didn't put that. My worst is all the charity efforts that I do.
The other in-show homework involved your bills. 35% of Americans today struggle to pay their monthly bills.
I'll say.
At some point in time. One out of three of us. One out of four of us. That's the number that are optimistic about the United States. Only one out of four. Thank you, President Obama.
It's not just his fault.
And a survey of 1,000 Americans asked, what would you be willing to sacrifice to escape a month's worth of bills? So it's all relative, of course, because whatever your month's worth of bills is, that's a lot of money. It's going to be more than half of your income, most likely. So before I give you the list, it has to be something that hurts. It can't be Arnie's, I'm going to give up alcohol. He's an alcoholic. Right. He hasn't had a drink in
I'm not going to smoke pot anymore. Right.
And on.
What?
You can't negotiate. No. If you're giving up the internet for a month, and you can, how long are you willing to go? Remember, you are kind of negotiating with the devil here, but if you give up the internet for a month, you're giving it up. You don't have access to it on your phone. You don't have access
to cheating. Play by the rules.
At work, you can't go to Kinko's. This is an imaginary intellectual exercise. The bill police are going to follow you around, and you never get the internet. So off the top of your head, to get your bills paid for a month, includes your alimony. It's every bill you pay.
Ooh, Arnie.
You're willing to give up what?
Pornography.
That's big.
I would give up pornography. I thought about
it. How long? For the month?
For the month.
For one month.
I would give up pornography. I can't. I thought about giving up Dr. Pepper. I can't. I can't. Giving up chewing tobacco? I can't. Those are just the two things I can't give. TV, there's no way I could ever give up TV.
You wouldn't even consider that for a full month.
No, I didn't even think about
it. Are you sure if somebody was standing there with the wad of cash, and they whatever that is, because that's a big number for you with the alimony. I mean, if I'm standing there with a wad of cash, you'd think but we're going to unplug your TV. And you can't watch TV anywhere else. You can't go to a motel.
No, I would cheat.
You still
no. I'm going to try to play by your rules. And no.
So pornography you're able to give up because you'll just do it the way we did in the old days with your mind.
Right. That or I'll peep.
Okay, Christy.
That doesn't
you'll
count.
What?
As
you'll
peep.
Peep.
Yeah. Like you'll go to
be a voyeur.
House.
Yeah. No, that's not pornography.
Okay.
That's a crime.
Oh,
all right.
So if it weren't for work obligations, I'd give up Facebook.
Well,
are you really
but you're not
a
no. I check it like crack.
Your
like I'm
Facebook
crack addicted
or
to it.
Our Facebook,
mine. No, God, if I never had to look at our Facebook page again, that would be a dream.
Really, you're a Facebook crack addict.
I wish it weren't the case. It's so embarrassing
that is
to
really,
admit.
I appreciate you admitting that because that is pathetic.
You have to remember, like I've lived in multiple cities. And so a lot of my friends live far away, and that's how we kind of keep in contact.
She's
it's
so
like email.
And she is sweet. The other day, she's like, you guys were talking about everybody airing their grievances on Facebook, so I just did that yesterday.
We should quickly point out that all of the cities Christie's lived in have been miserable.
Right.
Cleveland, Detroit, Sacramento. It's a horrible place.
Fort Wayne.
Fort Wayne.
Wow, what a tour.
Lexington, Kentucky.
So since it can't be Facebook, what would you be willing to give up for bills paid for a month?
Oh, it can't be Facebook?
Well, you're saying you would give up Facebook?
I would.
Wow. But you'd have to still do the show's part. That's the only...
Yeah.
You'd give up Facebook for a month. I don't know. I don't like that one. I don't think
but
she's playing.
But it's hard for her.
I don't
she loves
my
Facebook.
Pornography was a lot better.
Yeah, I think so. So, Dawn, what do you say you're willing to give up?
I have five things.
No, by the way, I don't believe any of these.
You think Dawn... Well, remember, we have history with Dawn where she gave up sex for Lent.
Right. I did it.
For an hour.
Right. Yeah.
A week.
You made it 1 week instead of, what is it, the 45 days?
Something like that. You're supposed,
yeah. So we don't believe any of this.
So. Well, that was one of them. Sex.
For how long?
A month.
Yeah, no.
And then we can binge.
No.
Okay, I have some others.
No, there's no way you do it.
And that includes sex with yourself.
That does.
It's all sex. Because I have the survey. You can't
off the table.
It has to hurt.
That's right. It would hurt.
Right. Are you talking about your sex life?
Did you see the Seinfeld episode? You are not master of your domain.
No, you're not.
All right. So at least you say it. That's nice.
Okay.